In today's episode, we are tackling one of the most critical elements of your senior photography, making your clients feel comfortable. Picture this, you're halfway through the session and your senior looks stiff, awkward, and totally out of their element. Sound familiar? We know confident seniors equal stunning portraits. The more relaxed the senior feels, the more authentic their expressions and poses will be. And let's be honest, comfort builds trust, creating repeat business and raving reviews. We will talk about breaking the ice, practical strategies, and tips to make shy clients feel like supermodels. So let's get into it. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for The Raw Edit.
So a few reasons why Sarah and I have seen seniors feel awkward is because they've never been in front of a camera before, or maybe they have with like, you know, their family pictures, but never like individually. And so the thought of that just really scares them. And another reason would be that they've seen their friends' senior pictures that you've taken. And to them, they look like supermodels and their outfits are perfect. And they're like, there's no way that my session's never going to look like that. Like, I know myself, it's just never going to look that way. And then I'd say another reason is they're just super shy. And for them, for that person specifically, you kind of have to read the room. Like, maybe you can't hype them up the way that you normally would hype up another senior, because that won't work for them. It'll just make them more nervous. And so you might just have to be like, have a very calm vibe, but still do things like we typically do, like show them their pictures and tell them that they're doing great, but it's not like, you know, the 2.0 Caffeine Kelly, right? Is that how you feel too, Sarah?
Yep, I do. And it's absolutely true. I mean, I've had seniors come to me who are nervous because they've never been in front of the camera before. So absolutely agree with that. And I too have had seniors come to me and they see their best friend's pictures and they're like, I could never have that. And, you know, it always comes down to, you absolutely can have that. It's all in how we work with your posing. Like, we'll work on that. Like, we will work through that through your session. And I've had numerous kids who have come to me that have been shy. And it's just a matter of how I work through the session and definitely read the senior and how they feel. And, you know, insert some of that small talk just to get them loosened up. And yeah, so I do feel like it is our job as photographers to help them through their sessions. And I start out my session and I ask them, are you nervous? And I say, it's absolutely okay to be nervous. Like, everybody is nervous. It's fine. And it doesn't have to be perfect. I know you want it to be perfect, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And I also let them know that they're going to feel weird at some point in their session. Like, I might put you in a position or pose you and you're going to feel weird, and it's okay. It's absolutely okay. You just got to trust me and know that, you know, it's going to be great. So, I mean, is it the same for you? I mean,
yeah, totally. Totally. In fact, I say to them, if you don't feel nervous, that is weird. Like, you should feel nervous because this is a big deal. Like, I would expect you to feel nervous. If you didn't, I'd be like, huh. Yeah. You know, so that they feel like, okay, this is the normal for me and every other senior. So yeah, no, I totally agree with everything you said.
And I do feel like my girls come in ready. Like, I feel because they've had cell phone in their hands for how many years now, they're taking selfies, they're always out taking pictures with their friends. I feel like they come in a little more confident than maybe the guys. But then I've had some guys though come in just as confident too. So it's kind of either or. But I do feel like the kids these days, they're ready for their senior pictures when they come.
Yeah, I agree. Also, girls seem to want to do them, where a lot of boys are, it's for my mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I always sometimes lead with that. I'm like, so are you excited about your session? And they're like, not really. And I'm like, oh, you're here because mom wants you here. Mom's like, oh, yeah, I am. That he is. And he's like, yeah, I'm here just because mom wants me. I mean, I will lead with that just to create that small talk. So let's get into some of the things that you do and I do, because we do things different. So let's get into the things that I would say are kind of like icebreakers. For me, it is a pre-session discovery call. So when my clients book off of my session or off of my website, they aren't booking a session right away. They are booking a 15-minute discovery call. And when we get on this call, I sometimes will ask the senior to be on that call with mom. And we talk through everything, like what to expect. We talk about, you know, I start prepping my clients on social about creating a vision board and what do they envision for their session. And it kind of gives me an idea of what kind of vibe they're going for. That vibe helps us with location, helps with outfits, what time of year they want to do their session. So that's kind of how I start my process off. How do you start yours, Kelly? Because I know we're different.
I offer, if they want to talk to me, that I will do it. But typically, I would say 95% of my people, they don't want that call for whatever reason. But I do send a video with one of their, it's with my proposal or one of the pre-session information guides, and it goes over the whole session. And so they have the information, but I mean, they don't know that before, you know what I mean? Like they don't know that, but they just, I don't know, just in my area, it just seems like they would prefer, just give me the stuff. I don't want to get on the call. Mm-hmm. I see the benefit in doing a call though. I really do. But
yeah, I have to say, I didn't always do a discovery call. I just added it within the last 2 years. And I've noticed that my booking rate is pretty much 100%. When I get them on the phone, we talk through everything. Mom sees how organized I am. We talk about locations. We talk about all the things and what they need to bring, what they don't need to bring, because I'm bringing it. And they're just like, yep, I'm going to book with her. So that has been great. But not only that, I also get to connect with the senior. We get to talk through things. So they feel a little bit more comfortable with me and they trust me before we even get to the session. So we're starting to build that trust in that. I know something else that I do before, and I know you do too, is we do a questionnaire. I send mine out a month before. I don't know when you send yours out, but let's talk about a little bit about that questionnaire, what it does for us. What are the types of questions you're asking in your questionnaire?
You and I actually ask a lot of the same things. I ask them, what's their three favorite songs right now? Cause that tells me what kind of music they want. So then when we're at the session and I'm playing music, I'm playing the music they like, you know, because that's music is a huge icebreaker, as you know.
Yes.
I ask them their favorite drink, their favorite snack, like where would they want to go for vacation, what they want to do after high school. There's actually a lot of questions. I bet there's at least 20. And I try to make them super simple, because if they're complicated, they're just not going to ask. They're not going to answer them. And then, as you know, my main reason for doing that is to get to know the senior. But my second main reason is for my senior Sunday and using them in a blog post. So a minor dual purpose. But do you ask anything different in yours, Sarah?
No, I ask pretty much similar to what you're asking. One of the questions I do ask, I ask about music because I do like to add music to mine. I do ask them to give me three words that your friends would describe you as. You know, what is an ultimate girls or guys night out? What does it look like? Where are you going? What kind of food are you eating? Like, I just like to know a lot about my senior before they get there, because that helps me with one, the small talk. So when they get there, one of the first questions I'll ask was, how was your day? And then I'll go back to their questionnaire. And if I know that they're into football, I'll be like, okay, when's football start? Or, what position do you play? And yada, yada, yada. And I sometimes pretend like I know a lot about football when I might not know a lot, but I just want to start the small talk and get them talking with me so that they get comfortable with me. Cause we know when they get comfortable, they start to relax. So that's, and I love the idea. I do use mine for the blogs. I love that idea of using these questionnaires for the blogs, because that does help you with getting to know your senior and profiling them and highlighting them in those blogs. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So I know we use music. I use music too. It is, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I put on music, I find myself more relaxed and more comfortable. I mean, I know they are also comfortable. Then I find myself, you know, kind of doing a little jig along with the music, and they're loosening up and we're having fun with it. But then also incorporating movement. I know you and I are different in how we incorporate movement. I will start out by simple poses, but I know you start out by adding movement first. So that is the difference in both of, how we do it. I've never tried adding movement. I know with my engaged couple, like my engagement couples, I will add movement first. But with my seniors, I just start with the simple poses. And then when I know, and you can kind of see when they get comfortable, you can see that when they get more relaxed, more comfortable, then I'll add, I'm like, okay, we're going to add a little bit more advanced. We're going to add some movement. And that's when you really see them get comfortable. Do you notice the same thing?
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. You know, the first half an hour or 15 minutes is going to be the stiffest part of it and probably their least favorite pictures. I don't, you know, because it's the fake smile and the,
right.
You know. And so yeah, I agree with you 100% that movement is huge and getting them relaxed with the music and the movement, I would say are the my two top things. If I had to pick two, would be those two things.
Yeah. And I never, like, it was, I think a couple of years ago when I started adding movement. I don't know how soon you've added movement, but I never really looked at movement as being something to help a senior get comfortable. But man, does it really does. Like, just getting them to, you know, walk away from you or walk towards you. Like, it is incredible how relaxed they become when they start adding movement.
Okay. Yeah. And like, especially like athletic, like let's just pick a boy, like an athletic boy. And like, let's say we're out at a farm and you have him like jump over a fence. Do you know what I mean? Like, and get those pictures or jump off a rock or something, because they actually like that too, because it feels something that they would do, right? If they were
absolutely
messing around and stuff. And those are usually really cool pictures. And usually mom comes back and it's like, that looks just like him. That is totally him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, movement is
their personality. If you're
not doing it, you should be doing it.
Yes.
Immediately add that.
Yes. Adding. Yes. And there's just simple prompts too. I mean, walk away from me and turn your back. And you know, mine is, okay, you're going to put your back towards me. You're going to walk away from me slowly, not real fast. You're going to slowly walk away from me and you're going to turn around and you're going to look at me. And it's almost like you're turning around to say, are you coming? Like, are you coming? And I want you to just repeatedly do that. And it's so simple to do. And like you said, there's so much personality that comes through those images. Those images are almost my favorite. Those movement images. Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely love movement.
I'm going to pick a boy again, just because I feel like they're harder and that's, you know, girls are easy, but like, as they're walking, I will pick like sometimes two or three things for them to do. Like, I'll be like, okay, as you're walking, I want you to take your hand, rub the back of your neck, like you're putting Icy Hot on it, and then take a few more steps. And then I want you to pretend like you're washing your hands, just to give your hands something to do. And then I want you to take a few more steps and put a hand in a pocket. I don't know. It gives them something to do. And then they're not like, okay, am I walking right? Like, is this what you want? And then I also tell them like, look at me, but I want you also to look away, then look at me. And it gives them a lot of direction and they're not thinking about the pictures. They're thinking about what they're doing. That helps a lot too, I think.
Right. No, absolutely. I was just going to say that makes them think not, oh, I'm standing in front of a camera. I'm just doing natural things that I just naturally would do. And I absolutely love that. Hey, photographers, it's Sarah here. Let's talk about post-production, the part of your workflow that can either save you hours or leave you drowning in edits. If you ever felt like you're spending more time at your computer than behind your camera, I have something just for you. A free post-production workflow guide designed to streamline your editing process and help you work smarter, not harder. We've all been there, endless Lightroom catalogs, inconsistent edits, and that nagging feeling that post-production is taking way longer than it should. If you're overwhelmed by where to start or how to create a workflow that actually saves time, you're not alone. That's why I created my free post-processing workflow guide. This isn't just a checklist. It's a step-by-step breakdown of how to take your raw files to final, polished images in record time. Whether you're editing high school seniors, weddings, or volume photography, this guide will help you create stunning, consistent edits while cutting down on stress and late nights. Inside the guide, you'll find actionable tips for managing your catalogs, syncing edits across galleries, and using AI tools to speed up tedious tasks, all without sacrificing quality. These are the same strategies I use every day to edit hundreds of images quickly while still delivering work I'm proud of. Download the free post-processing workflow guide now at smunsonphotography.com. It's completely free, packed with value, and designed to help you take your editing to the next level. Don't let post-production hold you back from doing what you love most, capturing those incredible moments. Grab your free guide today and start editing smarter, not harder. Now let's get back to the episode. Hyping up your seniors during the session. How do you, how do you, once you're, okay, so now you've added movement and we are in the middle of the session. What do you use to hype that they're doing something exactly the way you want it to?
Well, complimenting them over and over again and like being genuine about it. I mean, I think you and I are the same, like, when our seniors are there, they're like the star of the show and they look amazing. They've picked out these outfits and they got their hair all perfect and they look fantastic, and letting them know that what they're doing is right. And being like, okay, that was perfect. You did exactly what I wanted you to do. Or, you know, like, oh, you moved your, you know, I actually like what you did better. So let's just go back to what you did. And, you know, just letting them know and giving them the feedback so that they know that they're doing it right. And that they're not like, okay, I don't know what she wants me to do next. I hope that was right. Another thing is like showing them the picture on the back of the camera. When you take an amazing picture and you're like, oh my gosh, have them come over and look at it, because then they're like, okay, she's got this. Like, I don't need to worry. She knows exactly what she's doing. So that's another thing that I know we both do. Yes. And then, like getting excited about the location they picked, like, especially farms. I love farms because you've never been there. They always have cool old cars and old fences and tall grass. And like, you get to do something totally different, and like hyping up the location in itself, because as you know, that plays a huge part in their pictures.
Absolutely.
Huge part. Yeah. What do you do? Like,
I agree. I do all the same. Like, if I would start out my session telling my client that they get a dollar every time I say, oh my God, this is gorgeous, or this is perfect, they would walk away. They're rich, because that's all I'm saying the whole entire time. Like, oh my God, this is so perfect. This is so perfect. And then I follow that up with, oh my God, this, you know, and it is, I will take an image and I'll look it on the back of my camera. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Like, and then I will show them with my excitement. They're like, dude, I know what I'm doing. I legit know what I'm doing. Like, this is awesome. And then they get excited. And the minute they get excited, then they get relaxed. Then they let loose. And then they feel a little bit more confident in what they're doing. And then it's just like pure magic. Like, it is just magical what they do then. Because like you said, it just boosts their self-esteem. And I absolutely love hyping. And I will say, I'm your number one hype girl. The minute you walk onto my location until the minute that you get your images delivered, because I'm continually complimenting them on how well they looked. It's one of the things that I've really was very aware of in the last probably couple of years, making sure that I do that for every session. Like, always, always, always show them images. I mean, I am continually showing them images all throughout their session. I'm hyping them 100%, complimenting them, telling them they've got great outfits. I mean, telling mom they did a great job and helping them with picking out outfits and getting them there. I mean, it's just hyping everybody that I absolutely love. And I think that helps their confidence tremendously.
And I know both you and I have got a lot of feedbacks from both our seniors and the moms saying how much that helped. And so we know that that's an important factor in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, our feedback, it's a good point. I did an analysis on my feedback from last year's senior sessions, and that was the biggest theme that I saw throughout all of my reviews, was that how confident and how comfortable my seniors felt during their session. Yeah. Okay, so let's wrap it up. That we want to let our seniors know as we're wrapping up our sessions is leave on a high note. Like, when I'm done, I know you do 2-hour sessions. Sometimes you do 90-minute sessions. At the end of that session, I just let them know, like, oh my God, this was awesome. This was so much fun. You know, I hope you had a great time. I'm showing them. I mean, I will be legit running through some of the images during their session, and I'm turning the camera and like, look at this. Like, look at this one. And look at this location. And they're, you know, they're getting excited. I don't know about you, but there are sometimes I leave a session and I'm like, I want to go home and edit these like right now. And I'll stay up late to edit them because I'm so excited about editing their images. And then I also offer my seniors, and I know you do too, sneak peeks right away. I offer them within 24 hours of their session. And then I'm excited to start creating reels, start creating posts. You've got your Sunday post, you've got blogs, like all the things. And is there anything else you do, Kelly, that I forgot to mention?
No, I think we do literally all the same things. I think the only thing I could mention is how much doing like the sneak peeks and the reels helps your business, because I feel like you, not only are they excited to see these pictures, but then they're going to share them. Mom's going to share them. Oh, they're going to share them. And then you're getting your business out there. And not only that, usually they put like a little text on there, oh my God, I love these, or something to that effect.
Yes.
So that's just one extra thing that we both do, and it helps your business on top of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Great marketing. It is great marketing for your business, because then their friends see it. They see how good they look. They see how confident they look. And then that's great. So you do the senior Sundays.
Oh, yes.
Talk a little bit about your senior Sundays.
Okay. So my senior Sundays, I've been doing for years now. That questionnaire that we talked about that asks like your favorite drink and all those little questions, I take that and I make a blog post out of it. And so with each question that they answer, I typically put a picture with it, or every couple questions they answer. So it's almost their whole gallery when it's all said and done. And also, I know we're going to get in this in other episodes, but both Sarah and I, and this was Sarah's tip, we record when we're leaving the session what the session was about. So the beginning of my senior Sunday blog is that. Then it goes into the questions with the pictures. And I typically put that one on Facebook. And then I will also that same day do a carousel with the pictures with the questions again, but on Instagram. And then I make a reel. So those are the three things I do. And then I text mom and I say, hey, guess what? It's your senior Sunday. Feel free to share these if you want to. And almost always they do. Mm-hmm. And then again, you're doing more marketing. You're highlighting the senior and making him feel good, because you want everybody to know, like, this was an amazing session and this is why it was. And these are the pictures we got out of it. And so I think that it's helped my business a lot, honestly.
Absolutely.
And I love doing it. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like making them feel like they've got a paparazzi.
Yes.
And it's good for them, good for you. I mean, it's great. It's a win-win for both. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that, creating as much hype around those seniors, because that's ultimately what they want. They want that same hype that their friend had that they didn't think they were going to be able to get. They want that same hype. So I love that. Absolutely love that. So is there anything else? You know, I just want to say that making your seniors feel comfortable and confident is one of many pieces of client experience. I think this is one of the key points of your client experience, that if you're not doing some of these things, I mean, it is so, so instrumental in your client experience, like hyping and icebreakers and questionnaires and all of that stuff, that I just want people to know that those are just some of the things that we've added into our client experience. And I know for me in the last couple of years, these are the things that I've added, and they've been game changers for me.
I agree. So, I agree with you.
Yeah. So let's just wrap up this episode. So let's just go over a few things that we talked about. As photographers, it's our job to help our seniors feel confident and comfortable, like preparing our clients with either discovery calls or video calls or welcome guides and questionnaires, just so that we get to know each other. They know what to expect, creating those behind the reel, behind the stories and reels of your senior sessions. I know that is also something that you and I have both been doing in the last few years, just so that they know what to expect when it comes time for their session. What does it look like? And hopefully that'll help relieve some of their nerves or some of their stress when it comes to getting their portraits done. You and I have both incorporated small talk, music, and movement to help calm those seniors' nerves when it comes time. And then just using hype and positive feedback and showing how excited you are about their session and their locations and their photos. So we want to end each episode with an action step for our listeners. And today's action step is to implement one new icebreaker or prompt at your next session. And let us know how it goes by leaving us a comment.
I'm going to offer my free senior questionnaire that helps prep for their session. And so we're going to leave a link in the show notes for you guys to grab that. But it's one of the tools that I use to help me with my session, and I think it would be valuable for you too. So that's why we're going to pop that in there.
Perfect. So today we would like to thank you for listening to Raw Edit.
And if you like what you heard, please subscribe.